vodka. I'm on the road, on the radio, sipping on that scissor. I was leaning and rocking. My back is aching, my bra too tight, my booty shaking from left to right. This is just like last week when I liquor and colors. Notice I was plastered. Mickey in my vodka. Gotta make a quick decision. See the money on the dash. What you saying? Shake it from left to right. My back is aching, my bra too tight, my booty shake it from left to right.
Cover local artists here in LA, their artistry, give them a platform for their music to be heard, give them a platform for just for people in LA to realize who they are and you know, for people to come to their shows and listen to their music and be heard out there. Today I'm joined by my boy Brian. Say what's up, Brian. Hey, what's going on? So he's going to be on the show with me today. We're going to be discussing a lot of the new artists that I'm going to be playing today. But today, what I was playing in the opening was a group called Tank and the Bangers, and they are from New Orleans. And my homegirl, Jelly, shout out to Jelly, she's a part of Tank and the Bangers, so I just had to give them a shout out. So I think what I'm going to do is every show that I play, I'm going to open up with Tank and the Bangers and represent New Orleans, give New Orleans some love. You know, I love the city of New Orleans. I live down there. And so, you know, my girl Jelly's in the group, so I got to show her some love. But before we jump into the artist, I want to talk to my guest today, my guest Brian. You know, Brian, just tell me a little about yourself. Where you from? What type of music are you into? You know, what type of music you grew up listening to? Who influences you the most? You know, just tell me a little about yourself.
LA. I've been in LA, I think, for about almost a year now. Music taste is, I would say, eclectic, but it really. My favorite era is 80s R&B, and that's like really my point of reference when I like listen to artists and compare artists. I have a strong, deep love for Quiet Storm music, Freddie Jackson, George Benson, SOS Band, all that kind of stuff. But I love 90s R&B as well. So that's just a little bit about me.
That's what's up. So one thing I have realized about me and Brian is that we both have a passion for music. And one thing about Brian is that he knows music. And anybody that knows music, I fuck with. Because, you know, music is my thing, you know. He fucks with music, you know, and we come together a lot on music. You know, and a lot of times he brings up some stuff from the 80s. Like he said, he is into the 80s, into music from the era of the 80s. And sometimes he'll bring up songs that I didn't even know, you know, existed sometimes. So sometimes he gets me on that sometimes. He gets me on that. But no, I'm just going to jump into it. Today I'm going to start off with a girl by the name of Asia Major. She she's actually from my hometown, St. Louis. And I met her a couple months ago back at an event at the W. And she is friends with a friend of mine's roommate. So we wound up meeting, wound up talking, clicking very well. Like I said, she's from St. Louis. And funny story is when I went home, I just went home maybe like a month ago, and I was talking to my cousin. I don't know how we got on the topic of covers. But he brought up, he said, yo, man, you got to check out this girl named Asia Major. And I said, yo, I already know who she is. Like, she's actually from St. Louis. And he was like, word, I know she's from St. Louis. And he was like, I was like, yeah, she's from St. Louis. And I actually met her. And so he was a big fan of her. He loves her covers. Huge fan of her. So she's a good friend. I reached out to her, and I told her, you know, I was going to be playing some of her music on my show today. So she sent me over some things. She gave me some things she wanted me to play. So this is Asia Major. This song is called TGIF. Hope you enjoy.
So you better forget her.
Yeah, I agree. You know, like I said, she's from St. Louis, same hometown as me. And when the first thing I noticed about her is I started watching her covers. Actually, when you guys look her up, she's on YouTube, Asia Major. Her covers are dope. You know, first thing you should do is check out her covers. But when she sent me over her music, I never heard her original music, and I was in love. You know, she's an amazing vocalist, amazing vocals, an amazing spirit too, and also she's extremely gorgeous, extremely beautiful, and one of the nicest people you'll meet out here in L.A. I mean, but of course she's from St. Louis, so right, exactly. But no, check her out, Asia Major. Before I move to the next artist, I'm going to play one more of her songs. This song is called All About Me. Now, this is one of the songs that she did not sing. This is a song that I kind of found on my own, and I was really feeling it. And I told her, I said, yo, I'm going to play this on the show. I hope you don't mind. And she was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. So this is Asia Major, once again, entitled All About Me.
All about me.
$5 sign, and she kills it. She smashes it. She smashes that cover. So when you get a chance, check her out online.
That was dope. I really like that song a lot. The production is good, and I think she kind of let loose too, kind of on that song. Like her runs are very, very good, and also.
The production is really good. The production is amazing.
And, oh, She has a unique tone, too.
Yeah,
she
yeah,
doesn't
yeah.
sound like anybody else in the radio.
And that's what I love about her. That's what I really, 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 really like about Asia. So shout out to Asia. Shout out to my cousin, Dre, for knowing who she was. Yeah, so y'all go check her out, the Asia Major, on Instagram and on YouTube. So this next artist I'm going to showcase. So back when I was managing artists and working with artists in L.A., she was one of the artists I worked with for a short period of time. Her name is Emmy Seacrest, and I helped her do one of her first shows in L.A. She had never performed any of her songs live in L.A. at all, none of her original songs, and so I was honored and had the pleasure of helping her put on her first song, helping her put on her first show at Acapulco in Hollywood on Cahuenga. Now, when I tell you this artist, she comes out of the church. She's actually originally from Memphis, Tennessee, and she comes out of the church. I believe her father is a pastor in Tennessee. And when I tell you that her vocals are insane, they are fucking insane. I first came upon her. It was a friend of a friend, and she was, and the friend let me know that they were looking for someone to headline her new project and to help her get her new show off from jump. And so I met with her, and I met with her team, and they liked me, and so we started working together. But this is her newest song out off of her EP called Blue. The name of the song is What Do You Want? Emmy Seacrest. Technical difficulty here. Give me a second. Let me figure out what's going on. Because this is crazy. I don't want to, you know, Emmy's my girl. I don't want to mess up nothing she has going on. But we're going to get it. We're going to get it. So that was Emmy Seacrest. What do One thing I've always loved about Emmy, too, is her soul.
Yes.
You can just hear the soul in her voice. You can hear that. You can hear that she was raised in the church.
Yes,
and what I tell people all the time, sometimes the best musicians, the best singers, they come out of the church. You know, when you go to a concert and you see those musicians killing, nine times out of ten, those musicians, they've come out of the church. You know, and with somebody like me who grew up in the church, you know, it's a free music lesson. You know, you learn how to sing, you learn how to play the drums, you learn how to play any type of instrument. You know, and it's just it's a place where you can go and you can soak up, you know, soul music and you know gospel music. I think you know which is part of our roots. You know, as African Americans. So I'm definitely in love with Emmy Seacrest. She also on The Real. The TV show with Tia, with Tamara and Lonnie Love, she actually sings the opener for that show. Yeah, she sings the opener for that show, and she also is going to have a song featured on Claws tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's got a song on Claws.
Tonight.
It comes on tonight. Today is Sunday. It comes on tonight, and so she's going to have a show featured on there. So make sure you check out Claws. Make sure you go and check out The Real, listen to her theme song. Because she is the person singing the theme song on that show. Yeah, that's how dope she is. I'm gonna play one more song with her. Now, this song I'm gonna play, this is the song that convinced me, yes, I wanna work with her. She was, this is her singing at the Sailors Club a couple years ago. And she's doing a cover of Creep by I think it's the band Evanescence who sings Creep. And you've gotta hear this. Got to hear her sing this live. So this is Emmy Seacrest live at the Sayers Club singing Creep.
Thank you.
with Emmy Seacrest singing Greed at the Sayers Club about 4 years ago. You can't tell me that there's no, that girl has so much power in her voice. She murdered, and that was all live. Like, the band, and I wish, I mean, if go to YouTube and check out Emmy Seacrest live at the Sayers Club. Even the crowd was going insane. The crowd was going nuts over this song and her vocals. I mean, Brian, like, what do you think, man? What do you think?
One thing that really stood out, I mean, she made that into her own. Like, it didn't even sound like a cover, which is one of the things.
Exactly.
Another thing, which is kind of a bigger issue, is that her just hearing her sing that just made me think of how R&B artists' voice are just made for rock and roll music. Like, just that rock, she sounded so good.
So she wanna get high. She gotta get paid. She's loving this ride. So she wanna get high. She gotta get paid. She's loving this ride. So she wanna get high. So she wanna get high. She gotta get paid. She's loving this ride. So she wanna get high. She gotta get paid. She's loving this ride. So she wanna get high. She gotta get paid. She's loving this ride.
That was Emmy Seacrest. Get high. Absolutely.
Productions like reminiscent of like Isaac Hayes, Curtis Mayfield, almost kind of like that, the way that it sounds.
And that's the groove that you get. That's the idea that you get. But yeah, once again, check out Emmy Seacrest. You can find her on Instagram under Emmy Seacrest, YouTube under Emmy Seacrest. And once again, that is going to be featured on the television, what station is that on?
TNT
show, Claws. It's actually got
Niecy Nash.
Niecy Nash, Karrueche in it. It's actually a pretty good show. You guys should check that out tonight. I'm not sure exactly what time that comes on West Coast.
Comes on 9 Eastern time.
Okay. Okay, cool. But yeah, check that out. That's actually a pretty good show. It's actually about a group of hairstylists, and the owner and one of the employees are kind of into some, you know, not so
legal
activities. But it's a good show. It's drama and comedy. It's a dramedy. Trust me, check it out. TNT, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Niecy Nash, Karrueche, with songs featured by Emmy Seacrest. How can you go wrong? So the next artist I got coming up is, it's a group, actually. It's a group of individuals that I actually met. I actually was in an Uber one day, and I had a long day. Man, I had such a long day, and I was tired, and I had to go pick up some clothes. I had to go shopping or do some things, and I got in the car, and I had all these bags from the Grove, and I was just in the car, and I was exhausted. Like, I was exhausted. And the guy driving the car, we just got to talking, and, I told him what I did, and then he was like, oh, word, he says, I do music, too. I'm actually from New York. And I said, oh, yeah, what do you do? He was like, I'm in a group. I'm in a band. I rap, and, we're from New York. We do shows. And I said, okay, cool. He was like, can I play you some of my music? I said, yeah, absolutely. Just, play it. So I'm in the background because people do this all the time. Can I play my music for you? And I'm just like, okay. And I'm always, disappointed. So when he started to play his, when he played the song, I was actually blown away. I mean, it was, the music was dope. And the dude was so cool that I started reaching out. I said, do you guys have any management? Are you guys, what are you guys doing? And he says, I can show you better than I can tell you. So he reached out to me. We changed numbers. He actually reached out to me, gave me his Instagram info. He gave me the website info. And I fell in love with this band. Like, this band is dope. They're called The Wave. They're a mix of Afrocentric, Caribbean, R&B, hip-hop. I mean, because there's four of them in the group, they come from different backgrounds. So they mix all their backgrounds of music into this one sound. And that's what I love about them so much. Even the quality of the production of their songs and the quality of their videos are just amazing to me. And the fact that they are doing this all independently is amazing. So check out this song by The Wave called BFO by The Wave.
Sunday. mansion floor. What should I do to get past these doors? Just open up the bag and attach and attach and attach. Step back and watch me back.
Shout out to the Wave. Shout out to the Wave, one of the dopest bands in LA, one of the coolest, some of the coolest members. I actually went to one of their shows a couple months ago at over in Silver Lake. I can't really remember the place, but over in Silver Lake, and they put on a hell of a show. I mean, they are, I mean, they're dope, they're amazing. I didn't even finish the story. When I asked them, you know, if they had any management, they said that they did, so I kind of missed out on that, but I'm still waiting. Man, I want to work with y'all. I do. I want to work with y'all, man. I'm going to play one more song by them. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right or not, but it's called Hallelujah. It's not spelt like regular, like you would think in church. It is like the Terrence Clark Shear song, Hallelujah. It's not spelt like that. But it's spelled a different way. It's H-A-L-E-L-O-Y-A. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the way with Hallelujah. Another dope track, man. I'm telling you, like I said before, they are one of my favorite bands out here in LA. Not sure where they're performing at next, but you definitely can check them out on Instagram under The Wave. Also on YouTube, The Wave. And check out their videos. I mean, they have some pretty dope music videos. Everything they do is just right. They do nothing wrong. Once again, that is The Wave. Now, you're tuned into the Indie Corner. And what the Indie Corner consists of is just playing local artists. You know, one thing when I was managing a lot of artists out here in L.A. was that there was nowhere where artists can actually be heard. There was no platform. You know, you grind so hard, and you go to these shows, and you do these events, and, you know, people just don't really pay you any attention out here in L.A., you know, for the most part. You know, they just see you as another band, another group, or another artist. And there was nowhere where artists could be heard on a platform or be heard on the radio. Or there was nowhere artists could put out to the masses that I'm having a show at the Whiskey. I'm having a show in Silver Lake. I'm having a show in Hollywood. And we one thing as artists, we always had to do everything by ourselves. So there was never anything to where we could put something out to the masses, you know, especially being independent as individuals. Being independent is very, very hard. It's very, very hard. So I just wanted to create a platform where artists can come and just, you know, let people know who they are. Let people know what type of artistry they're doing or what they're trying to present or what they're trying to give to the world. You know, when you make music and when you perform, you're giving back to the world. You're giving people a piece of your creativity. You're being vulnerable. So we need a place for that, and I wanted to start that. So
it's, just to jump in, it's really good for the listener too, because if you only listen to the radio, you get a certain, you only hear certain artists over and over. You don't know there's so much music out here that you have to kind of search for. So it's really good that you're doing this, because you can discover new artists, because you can't do it just listening to the radio.
I appreciate that. And also, piggybacking off of the radio, you know, they play, you know. I don't feel what they play is actual real music, you know, what they feed people, you know. And one thing about why I have such a passion for indie artists is that, you know, it's raw. It's raw. It's, you know, it's not under any major label telling them this is what you should do, this is what we think is best. I mean, it's raw, and it's most 9 times out of the time, it's really good music. But if you guys have any music, anyone listening out there, if you guys have any music, anybody that that is an independent artist out here in L.A. that you know of, or if you're an independent artist yourself, please don't hesitate to send me music. Give me the names of an artist. I'll go and research the music myself. You can email me at rharge at iCloud.com. That's R-H-A-R-D-G-E at iCloud.com. You know, anybody out there that is doing their thing, artists that are out here performing that are really trying to be heard, really trying to be recognized and noticed, go ahead and shoot me an email, and let me know what's up, and I'll definitely be able to, you know, play them and try to blow this thing up. So I need you guys' help to make this a big thing, so that artists can really be heard out here in the city of LA, because, you know, it's hard out here. You know, you're like a small fish in a big pond. And so,
everybody's
doing it, you know, and people are now compromising who they are as artists just to be heard and be seen. And I don't think that's fair. You know, if you got good music, you have good music. You shouldn't have to put on a gimmick. You shouldn't have to, you know, you shouldn't have to do that. Good music is good fucking music, you know. It's okay sometimes to do like a variation of who you are, but don't completely change it up, or don't completely give out to some type of gimmick. Just to be heard, just to be recognized. So, yeah, hit me up with any music. I need you guys' help. The email, once again, is rharde at iCloud.com, and I'll be sure to respond. I'll be sure to play those tunes as well. So, listen, I don't have that much time, but before I get out of here, I think I got time to play at least two more artists. But this next artist I'm going to play is... a little special, a really good friend of mine, his name is Jared. He actually was somebody I worked with as well, on a management side, and I met him through a friend of mine at church one Sunday. I met him, and we wound up being really, really cool. Like I said, his name is Smith, and he's a really, really amazing artist. He's actually... a protege of Faith Evans, you know, Biggie and Faith, you know, that whole thing. And everyone knows Faith is, she's that bitch, you know. She's just that girl. And I mean no wrong. She's that girl. But I worked with him on a few of his projects. And this song right here called Tapestry, I actually was at his video shoot when he was filming this video. And he did an amazing job, and the guy who came in and did directing was amazing. I love this video. I wish I could play it for you guys to see, but I mean, this guy is super talented, super amazing. He records in his house, in his room. He does his own tracks. He does his own editing. He does his own Pro Tools. This guy is super talented. Once again, his name is Smith, and the name of this song is called Tapestry. His background vocals are sick, and that's one of the things he focuses on a lot when he does his background vocals. Those things are really important to him. And I've seen him actually record. I've even helped him record. I've had to push the button and rewind the tracks. And no, he's super talented, cool dude too, man. But shout out to Smith. Like I said, I was at this video shoot and we had so much fun. And the concept was so amazing. I don't know if you remember Noah's Ark,
yes.
The TV girl, Noah's boss, Brandy.
Yes.
He's really, really good friends with her. She was in the video.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was a good time. And I tell you, she's hilarious. I mean, she had us cracking up the entire time. She is so funny. She's super cool. We actually went over her house one time and had dinner with her and her husband and her kids. And I tell you that we had a blast. They are, you know, great people. But yeah, shout out to Smith one more time. On Tapestry, one of my favorite songs that he does. Listen, Jared, I'm waiting for the next single. I'm waiting for it. You know, your talent can't, you know, you gotta bring it back out. But no, you can check him out on Instagram under Official Smith. And once again, also on iTunes under Official Smith and on YouTube at Official Smith Well. So his handle is the same across the board. Well, we have come to the end of the Indie Corner. It's over already. That's quick. Yeah, so I want to thank you guys for listening. I want to give a shout-out to my guest today, Brian. Thanks for coming through.
Thanks for having me.
But, yeah, once again, if you want to send me music, email me at rhart@icloud.com. We'll bring description, links, whatever. Just give me the name of some artists you want me to check out. I got you. But before I go, I'm going to close out with a song by this guy named Omni Boy. I found out who he was a couple of days ago, actually, just by accident. This young guy, he uses these instruments in his room to make just the most amazing music. You know, it's just music. It's just sounds he puts together. And so the next show, I'm definitely going to showcase him. And I'm going to close out with Omni Boy. So have a good Sunday, you guys. This is Ryan Keith, and this has been the Indie Corner. See you next time.
You know I love you, Dad.